Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Sam Bowens. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Pappas. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Milt Pappas. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Chance. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens takes first base on ball four. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn takes first base on ball four. Bowens moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball four. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seaborn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chance for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas takes first base on ball four. Orsino moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Salmon moves to second. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bowens strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser strikes out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaburn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance strikes out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Pappas hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowens takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a pop-up towards third. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo bunts towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a line drive into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Pappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pappas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pappas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0-for-3 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into right field. Chance settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pappas moves to second. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-2 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Whitfield reaches second base with a double. Al Smith pinch runs for Fred Whitfield. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano is walked intentionally. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. There goes Romano trying to get to third. Powell throws the ball into Robinson, who tags Romano for the out. Salmon moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moran is walked intentionally. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Smith now playing right field. Bob Chance now playing first base. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robinson strikes out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to third. Bob Savarin pinch runs for John Orsino. Bob Johnson pinch hits for Boog Powell. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Seaburn scores. Savarin moves to third. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair strikes out. Two outs. Gino Cimoli pinch hits for Milt Pappas. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gino Cimoli now playing right field. Harvey Haddock's now pitching. Dick Brown now catching. Sam Bowens now playing left field. Bob Johnson now play. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0-for-3 in the game. Houser is called out on strikes. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into left field. Bowen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Wagner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 4 in the game. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Bowens hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance juggles the ball. That's an error on Chance. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 3 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.